Now, a few moments to talk about superhuman athletes who turn out to be not quite so superhuman. Our interest was piqued by a couple of recent bizarre injuries to people we normally equate with physical grace and agility. As NPR's Tom Goldman discovered, the bizarre is fairly common in the world of sports.
So how did Latrell Sprewell break his hand anyway? The New York Post says the star basketball player for the New York Knicks threw an errant punch at the boyfriend of a woman who threw up on Sprewell's new yacht. Sprewell says he tripped and fell when he was on the boat. Whatever the cause, the Knicks fined Sprewell a whopping $250,000 for not telling the team about his injury. He's expected to miss at least the first 2 weeks of the regular season. There's no mystery about what happened in this month's baseball playoffs to Minnesota Twins infielder Denny Hocking.
The Minnesota Twins have won this series, and a wild scrum out there near the pitcher's mound.
Denny Hocking was at the bottom of that joyous pile of players moments after he caught a pop fly to end the series against the Oakland A's, which was televised on ABC. It turned out to be Hocking's final out of the season. A teammate stepped on his hand, and Minnesota manager Ron Gardenhire had to take Hocking off the roster for the series against the Anaheim Angels, which the Twins lost.
That finger spiked right through the fingernail, broke the fingernail and into the flesh. You all know what that would probably feel like, pretty painful.
If it's any consolation to Hocking and Sprewell, they're hardly the first gifted athletes to suffer embarrassing injuries. Hall of Fame third baseman George Brett broke a toe running into his living room to see a baseball replay on TV. Vince Coleman, one of baseball's speediest players, still got his leg caught in an automated tarp machine and missed the 1985 World Series. In 1991, NBA player Lionel Simmons missed a couple of games because of tendonitis in his wrist and forearm. The cause? Playing too much Nintendo Game Boy. Perhaps the most ironic goofy injuries happen in football, where players walk off the field after all the brutal hitting only to get nailed by the family pet. It happened recently to Denver Broncos quarterback Brian Griese. He sprained an ankle after he was knocked down by his golden retriever, Bella. Adam Schefter covers the Broncos for the Denver Post.
Brian did not have to miss any games, though I do believe the dog was penalized 15 yards for an illegal crackback block.
Teams try to protect their athletes from out-of-competition injuries by including contract clauses such as no skiing or skydiving. But there's really no way to guard against the random mishaps that happen to everyone. The Broncos, for instance, can't tell their players to get rid of their dogs, which the team might regret, says Adam Schefter, if Bella tackles Brian Griese again.
The Broncos do have a capable veteran backup quarterback in Steve Berline, but he does have two shih tzus, and that could be a problem at some point here later on.
Tom Goldman, NPR News.